Jefferson 37 by Jenny Stevens. Episode 1.
Jefferson 37?
Yes.
Jefferson 37, get down from the bench, turn round and step forwards.
I will.
Now, Jefferson 37?
Yes.
Jefferson 37, give me your right arm.
I will.
Identity tag updated. Jefferson 37, pick up overalls. Weekly check completed. Get dressed.
I will.
When dressed, return to dormitory.
I will.
Yes, can I help you?
Eleanor Riley. I'm here to see Dr. Abbotts.
Oh, yes. He's expecting you, Miss Riley. Just drive through when the gate's open. You can park just inside. I'll meet you there and take you up.
Patel 2?
Yes.
Patel 2, step forward and take off overalls.
I will.
Patel 2, step up to the weighing scales.
I will.
It's this way, Miss Riley. I've come for an interview.
No, I've come to see if I want to work here.
Sorry. I'll take you over to the admin block. It's this way.
Thank you.
Welcome to Abbotsville. Dr. Abbott's office is up there. Tall Billy. See the big windows at the top? Gets a good view. He's okay. Bit chilly, but he's okay.
I have met him before.
Did you meet his father?
Nope.
Oh, he's a different story. Permafrost. Died at the end of last year. Shocked us all.
I'm sure.
This Dr. Abbott is a total pussycat compared to his father. He's only been in charge for a few months. But it feels a much friendlier place to work. Stories I could tell you about old Dr. Abbott.
But I'm sure your professionalism forbids you.
Oh, yeah, sure. Here's the centre courtyard. Major buildings are here. See, that's the gym. Dining halls. Over there's the staff block. And here, this one's the admin block. The lift's along the corridor down here. Journey okay?
Fine.
We're a long way from anywhere.
So I discovered.
We don't get many visitors.
Is that why you talk so much when you do?
Identity tag updated. Patel 2?
Yes.
Weekly check completed. Pick up overalls.
I will.
Patel 2, get dressed. When dressed, return to dormitory.
I will.
Now, Carter 5. Carter 5.
Here, I'll press the button for you. Take the lift to the top floor. It goes straight up to Dr. Abbott's office. I'll buzz up and let him know you're coming.
Thank you.
And have a nice day.
Jeff! Wait, Jeff!
Quiet, Starfall here.
Dr. Martell say about Carter 5.
What?
He say about him.
About Carter? You see Carter?
No! Doctor say about him.
Quick! What do you say about him, Patel?
Thank you for inviting me up here.
Thank you for finding the time.
I couldn't resist. I was intrigued.
Intrigued?
I've heard a lot about Abbotsville over the years, but it's always seemed so shrouded in mystery.
Well, that's hopefully about to stop.
And controversy.
Sadly, you're right. Your challenge is to change that, perhaps.
Perhaps.
Well, I'm glad that you're intrigued enough to come and find out more about us. In fact, I'm quite flattered.
It sounds like an interesting prospect. And I'm looking for a new challenge at the moment.
Here, come over. Take a look.
feels rather godlike from up here. Looking out over all of your domain.
Blame my father. He built it this way. I just inherited it. Something of a megalomaniac, my old man.
It's impressive.
Not as impressive as it's going to be. I'll show you round, but you get the overview here.
It's not what I imagined.
No?
Well, there's much more to it. Almost like a village. A rather oppressive village. The wire fence and security guards were a bit unexpected.
My father was a cautious man. We've not got many guards now, and they're all unarmed.
And the people in overalls?
Yes, yes, that's them.
What?
Them, the... Ah, didn't you know?
What?
You haven't quite understood the nature of the operation here, have you?
What are you saying?
There's a bit of a learning curve coming up.
And Dr. Martell see List on screen, and he say Carter 5, oh, he in high dependency. He say to himself, he in high dependency. They should take off weekly checkup list.
Where in high dependency?
He not say.
Well, we go look.
Jeff, say for when less bodies. It unallowed. High dependency big.
I scared. He gone 5 sleeps since big say Carter 5.
We go look later.
I scared.
And me.
I miss him.
And me.
Sorry, I wasn't quite prepared for this.
I assumed that you understood.
Seeing them walking around there...
It keeps the organs healthy. They were much more sedated in the early years of the project.
I suppose that's what I expected now.
Hasn't been like that for years.
No?
I forget that there's this misconception floating around about the process. I must say, I prefer them like this. A bit more free range. I did say that we've moved a long way from organs in glass jars.
I know.
It's part of the marketing challenge.
Who's headed marketing up until now?
No one.
No one? You must have brochures, even if no one's into brand management.
We haven't. All word of mouth.
No one manages the image?
No. Not actively, anyway. It gives you a clean canvas.
No, it doesn't. It just means that the image that's developed here has been uncontrolled. Barnacles of rumour and casual references clinging to the bottom of the good ship Abbotsville, weighing you down.
Is that a problem?
It could be in a storm.
Too big a challenge for you?
Oh, no. I wouldn't say that.
I'm not expecting you to decide today. Have a look around. See how you feel about it.
I find it difficult to take in. How many are there?
About 150 at present. You see that low, black building?
Yes.
That's the dormitory. You see the one going into it?
Yes.
He's our oldest. Aged 42.
Huh.
His original hasn't had a thing wrong with him in his life, so Samuel's 89 remains complete.
Samuel's 89 must be happy.
They're not happy. Not unhappy. They just are. His original runs an oil company.
And what happened to Samuel's 1 to 88?
Didn't make it beyond the petri dish, I'm afraid. Developing clones beyond a cluster of cells was very expensive.
So what do now?
Look silent. I see Samuel's 89.
I see.
When nobody's here, then we go staff block. I have a something you see there.
No go staff block. Unallowed.
Something in staff block you to see.
My father had a natural knack for business. A good eye for the market, I suppose. They were expensive, so they were exclusive.
You didn't need to market too vigorously.
He always said that the more they tried to keep the whole thing secret, then the more people would beat their way to the door.
And the more they were prepared to pay.
Undoubtedly. It worked for him. But we can't stand still. Now's the time for change.
How big an expansion?
I don't know yet. We'll have to test the market.
I hear he sent you to business school as well as medical school.
You have done your homework.
Of course.
He didn't think I'd got his natural organisational flair.
And have you?
Well, there was never any pleasing him. If I agreed with him on anything, he'd think I was spineless. If I disagreed, then I was an imbecile.
Parents.
So I don't really know if he'd have approved of this planned expansion or not. We'd not reached any conclusion when he died.
I'm sorry.
My case was mainly ethical. Treat more children.
Was it sudden?
Yes. Yes. Ironically, a heart attack. All that caring for other people's organs and his own ticker gives out.
Must have been a shock.
Well, you can't approve or disapprove now. So the ethical argument wins out. It won't be so exclusive, so we'll need to attract more custom.
But Abbotsville has got a lot of very negative overtones to overcome.
Unjustified, but yes, it has. Look. See the group of clones coming out of the medical centre?
The pretty blonde ones?
Yes. They're the Lucy Whites. 8 of them. Our biggest single set.
How do you tell them apart?
Actually, they look slightly different, but all the clones have a tight-fitting wrist tag with data.
8 seems excessive.
Parents very wealthy, so only the best for their dear little Lucy.
Seems almost greedy.
Plus, her older brother had died. He was their only child at the time. I've seen pictures. Like them, but even prettier. He would have lived if he'd had a perfect liver match, but there wasn't one.
Liver disease?
Yes. Slow and unpleasant death.
I know about it. They must have been devastated.
So devastated, they wanted to be certain it didn't happen again.
Okay, if you're rich enough.
Exactly. And just what I want to change. Don't get me wrong, it'll still be expensive, but it should be within the reach of the very wealthy. Not just the mega-rich.
And the very wealthy who don't avail themselves of it will be irresponsible parents.
Maybe we could put all the emphasis on happy, smiling, safe children. On caring and considerate parents.
We'd probably need to back it up with tales of woe, sadly.
Yes. I suppose that dead children are very potent.
They certainly are.
Hey, boys!
Hey!
No! We go, Patel.
You had your weekly check, then?
Completed.
Tip-top condition.
We return to dormitory.
Don't you want to talk to me, Jeff?
I'm Jefferson 37.
I've heard Patel call you Jeff. You're not as daft as your cabbage looking, I know that. I talk with Patel all the time when he's on kitchen duty.
We return to dormitory.
Don't worry. Your secret's safe with me. I know that you two chat away with each other. Even more than the Lucy Whites. Patel here is my friend. Here, Patel. Got something for you. It's called chocolate.
Chocolate.
You eat it. Sweet. Hey, not now. Put it under your overalls. Eat it later. Share it with Jeff. Big secret.
Oh, dear.
What?
What on earth is Paul Smith doing? See the fat man with those two?
Uh-huh.
He looks like he's talking to them.
Shouldn't he?
Well, not like that. He just might set them off squalling. Honestly, that man is useless.
See you later then, boys.
Oh, and,
You not talk with him.
He is good.
Staff might find out.
He is staff.
Not good staff.
Hear me. He says things to me. Jeff, I show you something.
We find Carter 5.
First, I show you. I have secret.
Shh.
Come on to staff room.
It unallowed.
Be safe.
I scared. River's 12. We no see since he go see things in unallowed places.
And Lucy White 44 be pleased.
I not understand.
You do. You look at her.
I not?
You look at her like you hungry. Like you greedy.
She good.
And she say you very good if you go unallowed places.
Will she?
Come staff room. I show you secret.
Shh.
Are those clones talking to each other?
They're not. I promise you. There's no communication between them.
I hope not. It's creepy enough that they walk around without them stopping for a chat.
Language is kept strictly functional. Do this, do that, come here, eat that, wash.
So they do understand?
Well, some things, yes, but only on a very limited basis, and they certainly don't communicate between themselves. Even monkeys can learn to communicate with humans.
Monkeys?
Look, 50 or 60 years ago, people used animals for donor organs, pigs for hearts.
Exactly how much do those clones understand?
Very little. Let me show you around. Come on. Leave your stuff here. It's time for the tour. You'll be able to see for yourself. There is simply no humanity there.
I want Carter.
Shh, Jeff.
We go find Carter 5 later.
He gone away 5 sleeps. Why has he?
Be shh.
When nobody's here, we run to door. You see? Door by bins. It open. When we see no bodies, we run into. You understand?
I understand.
Stop! I hear. Lucy White's.
I see.
Keep down.
She see me.
What?
Lucy White 44. She look. See me in eyes. My eye and Lucy White eye. They hit.
She say to other Lucy Whites.
No. No, she not say. Do mouth thing. Bend it when she eye me in my eye. I think it Lucy White 44.
We go now, Jefferson. Run indoor.
I will.
Run!
Well, look who it is. Who hasn't returned to dormitory then? You naughty boys.
Here we have the fetus chambers. This simulates uterus conditions.
So I see.
Cells are taken from the umbilical cord of the original as soon as it's born. Then they're grown in petri dishes. The best are selected for onward growth, placed in these womb sacks and hung here for 9 months.
I never imagined this.
You're privileged, Eleanor. This is the very first batch. You see the row hanging along the back wall?
Yes.
They're the ripest at 7 months gestation.
I'm not sure this would be one for public consumption.
Probably not. A shame, because this is my pride and joy. The other stuff's my father's, but this... this is the bit of the jigsaw that could send Abbotsville global.
I thought you said it was your father who was the megalomaniac.
Maybe not global, but it'll certainly bring the price down. It'll mean we could increase numbers of clones tenfold. If that works, we could set up other clinics.
All of these sacks contain babies?
Clones, not babies. Clones at the fetal stage of development.
It's a bit gothic.
You see, up until a few months ago, this part of the process was very labour-intensive. I tell you this in confidence.
Sure.
We used surrogate mothers then. Real women. We kept it quiet. It seemed all a bit too much like real babies.
I can imagine.
I tell you, it was a total headache with real hormonal women. We even had a couple of incidents where the surrogates tried to steal the clones.
I don't know if I blame them.
Those women were paid well. Fed, housed, looked after. Most of them hadn't had a great life until they came here. We treated them well. They'd nothing to complain about.
They'd carried the babies for 9 months.
Clones, not babies. And they had nothing genetically to do with them. These were clones of babies that already existed and were loved. Babies of other parents.
Imagine how the public would see this setup. There are big challenges here.
You're telling me you can't rise to a challenge?
Not at all. But understand, it's hard to develop a coherent, caring brand that permeates the organisation and sticks.
And if anyone can do it, I know you can. When I was at business school, your name was always spoken in hushed tones. The marketing wunderkind.
You exaggerate.
I don't. Then you walked out on the multinationals to work for a medical charity. I can't tell you the effect you had.
I had my reasons.
My old business school tutor decided to go off and work. The rumour was as a volunteer in rural South America. Everyone said it was the influence of Saint Eleanor. Oh,
stop teasing. I'm well paid by the charities I work for. Admittedly not as well paid as I was.
And now it's time for another challenge.
If there really is such strong medical potential in Abbotsville, then I can't ignore it. If it's ripe for development on the scale you think, then I'm very interested in being a part of that.
We clean. We get mops.
Yeah? You come running in here looking guilty as dogs. What are you hiding from?
What is dogs?
Oh, you'll never know what is dogs, Patil. Something else beyond the wires and you'll never know. Hey, it's all right, don't be scared. I won't tell on you. I'm only teasing. You're brave coming in here like this. Do you know what they'd do if they found you?
No.
Well, oh, don't even think about it. I know that you're smarter than they all think. And do you know what? I'm smarter than they all think. They talk to me like I'm stupid. But I know a lot that they don't know. I know that you lot talk to each other. They don't know that. They're the stupid ones.
We've returned to dormitory.
Give over, Jeff. We're friends.
What is friends?
You know, like you are with Patel or with Carter Five. Beyond the wires. We'd be proper friends. You're the sort of lads I could have a laugh with. Hey, where is Carter Five?
We not know.
They've not taken him, have they?
We know not.
Oh, poor old Carter Five.
Why?
Well, if they have taken him, maybe it's something that you're better off not knowing about. So, come on, boys, what's the game?
What?
What are you sneaking in here for? You know what happens when you go somewhere you weren't allowed?
We go where silent and no bodies to eat chocolate.
What?
Chocolate. You give.
Oh, the chocolate.
The chocolate.
That's good. You're clever, boys. You don't want to get caught. Might get me into trouble.
Am I allowed a coffee yet?
Sorry. Very soon. Let's look at the high dependency unit. It's where the young clones are housed and where harvesting takes place. Then we'll visit the staff block. And I promise you, you can have a coffee.
I'll best be going. Meals to cook. Enjoy the chocolate. You're clever. Nobody will be in the staff block until after mealtime. Oh, and hide that silver paper. I don't want anyone finding out that we're friends.
He gone.
I not like him.
He say things to me.
Why is he round?
I not know. Body all soft like he bred.
We go Carter Five now.
Soon. They finish all weekly checks soon.
Then we find?
I show you something first.
What something?
Come to staff room.
Staff there?
No staff now. All at canteen. Mealtime soon.
I will.
Jeff, hear me. Things I say. That here bad. That we not understand all things. That lots of things beyond wire and not like here.
I know you say that. Even when you immature, you say that.
Yes.
Patel 28 say it to us.
Yes, he say it.
Are we small then? And Patel 28 say of all things beyond wires.
It is right. There are things beyond wires. Here is not all there is. Patel 28 say it. Then Patel 2 now say it more. And now, Jefferson, I show you something.
Dr. Martell, this is Eleanor Riley.
Hi.
A branding engineer.
Branding engineer? That's a new one on me.
It's just a branch of marketing.
We're just having a quick look round. Dr. Martell is my right-hand man. He's the one that can tell you about how this place really works. He was here with my father for years.
Ah.
Not that many years.
But you're the one that really runs this place.
Well, what to tell you? This is high dependency, where we concentrate most of the medical staff. It's
right.
For clones that are high maintenance for some reason. It might be that they need a treatment of some kind, or simply because they're young.
We keep the immature clones here up to 12 years when they're sterilised and sent to the dormitories.
I see. Sterilised?
Oh, it's just a precaution. This section I'm about to take you to is the nursery.
For babies and toddlers.
We don't use those terms.
We try to think of the gardening connotations of nursery. Growing healthy specimens rather than childcare.
We don't really speak in this area. Up to about 1 year, they're in that open section up ahead in cots. As soon as they seem to want a herd, we move them into the cubicles on this corridor. Here, look in at the door.
Maybe not this one.
Hello. Hi.
Don't
Hello.
Worry, they do Hi. That. It's just a phase.
Hello, hi, how do you do?
Hello, cutesy.
Who's Riley?
Eleanor, no, come away.
Who's Riley? Hello.
Sorry.
That's why we don't use language in this section.
Let's leave this bit now.
You said they don't talk, don't communicate.
They don't.
There's a general list of 148 words, plus they are allowed names and numbers, all strictly functional.
Hello and hi?
Bad one to choose. That one's picked up a bit of language somehow.
Sorry, my fault.
This outburst will die down if it remains unstimulated for a few hours. Let's go through to the medical corridor. The whole language thing dies right back by the time they reach 6 or 7 years.
It's certainly an image to be kept out of the public domain. Cute child in cot.
Clone, not child.
Come on through this way. We also have the operating unit here in high dependency for harvesting from the clones, for getting whatever's needed for the original.
Right. So that's Carter 5 in there.
Anthony Carter was having eye problems. Now he's got new ones and apparently he's delighted.
So Carter 5's had his eyes removed?
Yes. Anthony Carter's a keen sportsman, so when he had an accident, it could have left him seriously impaired.
Is he all right?
Already back on the tennis courts.
No, Carter 5.
Oh, fine. They do this. It'll die down in a few days.
And is Carter 5 still needed?
There aren't any other Carters, so we'll keep this one here for any other eventualities. It won't be able to go back to the dormitories, so we'll just sedate it and keep it here.
Sorry, Eleanor, this really isn't helpful, is it? Maybe images of Anthony Carter's sportsman would be better. Let's go over to the staff block.
Safe here. No staff. Come here to see.
What thing I to see?
It is the papers. Like, book. You understand word book?
I hear word book in clinic. I see book in clinic.
I cleaned staff room and cook Paul left it. Here. I push it behind hotness. It is colours and things. Not like reading thing they do. Colours to see, like things.
Like book thing, but all paper. Flippy, see?
Colours are peoples. See it?
Oh, I see it. I not understand. Oh, no. Oh, Jeff.
And this
down.
Is the staff room.
Jefferson 37 by Jenny Stevens. Dr. Abbotts was played by David Birrell. Eleanor Riley by Alison Carney. Jefferson 37 by Oliver Hembra. And Patel 2 by Dharmesh Patel. Alex Jones played Paul Smith. Rob Swinton, Dr. Martell. And Helen Monks, Saskia Treby-9. Jefferson 37 was directed in Birmingham by Peter Leslie Weil.
And the story continues tomorrow at 6 and midnight when Eleanor discovers more about the work of Abbotsville.
BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Now, My Life in 5 Songs, first broadcast on Radio Scotland in 2012. Phil Cunningham meets an English folk singer who's been described as a superstar of the British acoustic scene.
Somewhere around 15 years ago, a good friend of mine pressed a CD into my hand and said, "You're going to love this." Well, I did love it, and I immediately became, and remain, one of Kate Rusby's biggest fans. Affectionately known as the Barnsley Nightingale, Kate's love